Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
So he has not always been this dependable guy. He's had dependable seasons. Last year certainly qualifies as one. So who knows? It could just be a health thing in terms of why he's not playing tonight. Now he's listed as questionable, by the way. Right. So he went from questionable to doubtful. Now he's back to questionable. But when I heard that answer a few days ago, I took it as there's an unknown in this alteration, and it doesn't mean he hates it, and it doesn't mean it doesn't going to work. That's at least how I took it.
It doesn't mean anything. And again, we haven't seen a game yet. Opening night is tonight. So it could be absolutely nothing, or it could be something.
All right. How'd you take that line, Tommy? Are you concerned that he hates Mike Brown?
I'm concerned based on what Tiki just said, because the idea that one of your star players possibly internally is having an issue here and he's pouting, I guess, and doesn't want to be on the court because he doesn't like the new system.
Will it make you feel better if I say I respect the hell out of Tiki? I think he's wrong about this. Will
it
that
helps.
Make you feel better?
Yeah, but he put in the atmosphere now. It is now in the ether. It is now in the sports
ether. I'm just speculating why we're getting a jacking around of Carl Anthony Towns availability.
No, it's fair. It's fair.
That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're either doubtful or you're questionable. You're playing. Like, what's going on?
It is strange.
How does this change three times in 3 days?
No, the whole thing is very strange. The reason behind it, I don't think, is anything malicious. Like, he wants out and he's pissed off that there are rumors about him. I don't know why it went from questionable to doubtful to questionable. But I don't think it's end of the world stuff.
Right. It's understandable. Like, even Josh Hart said that last year. He doesn't know how his role is going to be on the team. Like, you're a new system, new players here, bigger bench. So it's understandable that he would feel that way. What I don't want it to be is that he doesn't want to get out there and he's having an issue with the coach.
I don't think that's it, though, because it's going the other way. He went from doubtful to questionable.
Right. But
so he wants to be out there.
He wants to be out there.
But why was he doubtful?
Because the Knicks, here's what we're reading early in this Knicks season. And again, we haven't played a game yet. They are going to go so the other way from Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah.
And one of the things they're going to go the other way about is maintenance and rest.
Yes.
Okay? Mitchell Robinson is being listed for ankle maintenance.
Mitch maintenance.
It's the first game of the season. So I think that the Knicks, and this happens when you make coaching changes, you're changing something to so extreme levels that I think the Knicks are going to be extra conservative when it comes to minutes and when it comes to health. So that answers the doubtful part.
Right.
And I think Cat wants to play tonight. It is the season opener. It's a nationally televised game. We know he's a local guy. He wants to play. I think that's a good thing. He wants to play.
Okay.
Let's go to our buddy Sonny in Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, guys. And by the way, the Knicks are not favored tonight, by the way, at home.
Right. I know. Well, it's altered.
Well, they were favored, and then with all the potential question marks, they are now the dog.
The last I checked, they were dogs. I got to check now that Cat's up the questionable.
Yeah, I think I checked like 15 minutes ago. They were still dogs. Oh. Anyway, I want to talk about the Jets. Obviously, you know, I'm a Giant fan, but I want to give outside perspective. But the Giants, really quick, I'm glad they got a receiver. I was hoping it would be Waddle, but I got to look into this guy and see who he is. I'm sure he's a decent receiver. I'm glad they're giving Dart, you know, a chance to, you know, to, you know, win every game and get him a decent receiver.
Yeah, he's 29 years old, Clemson kid, had a good season last year. We'll see, but I don't know if how up to speed he can get in a week.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Week, but we'll see. It's good to have more depth at that position, if anything.
Yeah, yeah. As far as the Jets, you know, from outside perspective, because obviously I'm a Giant fan, I think the number one mistake was bringing in Glenn. Just because he was an ex-Jet and he got Parcells' blessing, didn't mean he was going to be a good coach. Number two, you know, he was so insecure with his job. This is my opinion. I think he was so insecure about his job and his knowledge that he got rid of one of the most talented quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. Number three, they bring in Justin Fields, like you guys stated, and they got rid of Aaron Rodgers in March. The draft was in April. If they did their homework, and thank God they didn't, and thank God they didn't draft them, but they could have gotten Jackson Dart, guys.
I know.
Just to let you know.
I know. Thank you for letting me know, Sonny. I didn't know that. Thank you for informing. I totally forgot that the Jets were picking before the Giants ever traded up. I forgot that there was a quarterback sitting there. It totally slipped my brain, so I do appreciate the reminder. Now, Tiki, I don't want to say you defended the Jets, but when I brought this up to you the other day, that this is starting to annoy me, especially if Jackson Dart becomes what he appears to be, you said, look, new administration, scouting, it takes time, weren't prepared.
It does.
Okay.
You got to figure out what you want to be.
Okay.
It's a new GM, first-time GM, even though he was in scouting departments for a while. It was a new head coach, first-time head coach, even though he's been around the game his entire life. It takes time to figure out what your plan is, like what you want to be. Now, I know you present in the interview a vision for the future and like where it's going, but it's hard to just get up and execute it right away without experience. If you are Sean Payton going in for your second or third head coaching interview, then clearly you know what you want to do.
Right.
You know how to build what you're trying to get towards. Aaron Glenn didn't know that. Darren Mooji didn't know that. So they had to, I don't know, they made a decision on March 10th for whatever reason to give Justin Fields $40 million.
Well, one of our callers has an issue with Tommy Lugauer. Tony in Bayonne, New Jersey. What did Tommy do to piss you off this time?
Well, on Monday, he said that he was okay with the loss. Now, for the better part of two decades, we've been watching uncompetitive football. Halftime scores, they were down by two scores, three scores. Now all of a sudden, because we got Dart, what, we're supposed to accept these gut-wrenching losses that are worse than they were in the past 20 years? I mean, this is, and we love Tommy. Don't get me wrong, we love Tommy.
We love Tommy.
But, I mean, come on. Yeah, I mean, we want to win these games.
Yeah, but Tony, they found their quarterback.
The Dallas game.
Tony, big picture.
Tommy, I don't care. I'm sitting there.
You don't care about the big picture of the franchise? You're going to worry about one game that we're going to forget about in probably a month, let alone a year or two?
Right.
Big picture is they found the quarterback.
They did, and I agree with that. But it's three games. Three gut-wrenching losses where they had wins in the bag, and we just let them go and go by.
Right, but that was my point, was it's probably more than...
They might have made a wild card this year.
Right, but Tony, my whole point was then maybe it's on the head coach, and then they could evaluate that at the end of the season, that Dable might not be the guy, but I'm excited about the quarterback.
I think you're both right. Like, it's Wednesday, right? We've had a couple of days to digest this. Tommy ultimately is right. I am fired up for you, if I take my jealousy aside, that it looks like you found your guy. And there's a really good chance that that loss isn't going to live in Giant history. But in the moment, even on Monday, like, that is an all-time horrific feeling loss.
Right.
So I don't disagree with you, Tommy. I guess, admit, we're all different. It's one of those fandom things. It would take me a few days, maybe even a few weeks, to really spit that taste out of my mouth, because that was a brutal loss.
If that's next year where the Giants are 6-2, yes, I would take that loss as, man, I'm thinking we're going to win the division, go to the playoffs. This year, to me, is more about the evaluation and the growth of this team and the quarterback. Yeah, you don't want to lose that way, obviously, and things would be different right now if they were 3-4, but to me, it's big picture
but
this
is
season.
I get that, because I'm over it. Like, I was pissed off on Sunday. I'm over that loss.
But that's today.
Our last caller
was mad at him on Monday.
I was probably over it yesterday as well.
That's Tuesday. It's all right.
Yeah, you get over it.
Do you guys feel this way? Because right now they're 2-5, and I understand what the math says. Do I think the Giants are a playoff team? Probably not. But let's say I'm wrong, and they beat the Eagles on Sunday, and they beat the Niners on the Sunday after that, and all of a sudden the Giants are racking off victories. And they go into the Dallas game with a real chance to make the playoffs. They win the game, but they miss the playoffs by a game. Would you not look back?
No, I'd look back
differently. Okay, you'd look at that game instead.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Denver's a good team.
Yeah.
And by the way, they've done this multiple times, especially at home. Again, I joked, maybe that's Sean Payton's philosophy, even though when I think about it, the math doesn't make sense, because you get six possessions per half when you're down. You're in the fourth quarter and you haven't scored a point and you score 33 points. How are there enough possessions? This doesn't make sense.
Also, Lions fans that year with Dan Campbell, when they went on that run and missed out on the final Sunday, even though they had won the final game, do you think they looked back at some of those losses when they started the year clunky, or do you think they looked forward and said, oh my God, we're coming?
I think it did both. I think it's both. That's why, like, I understand our caller's point. I get Tommy's point. Like, you should be fired up that it appears like you found your guy. I think two emotions can occur in the same body.
Mm-hmm.
You can be really excited about the future of a franchise and also really pissed off about a way a loss went.
Right, because they lost because of a field goal kicker, which I'd like to think they will correct, or the administration should be gone.
Well, they lost because of a 3rd and 5 call and then a horrible decision by a rookie quarterback.
Okay, but,
and then an extra point.
Yeah.
But Drew Phillips and Deontay, the rookie quarterback
on the road in a hostile environment, also got a 4th and 19 and
right.
scored
he did.
A
it was amazing.
Go ahead, touchdown.
Right.
Can I also just, because that caller mentioned something, this is becoming a theme, everybody needs to stop bringing up regretting the Dallas game, because if they win that Dallas game, are we sure they're going to Jackson Dart and beating the Chargers?
They're not.
So as bad as that loss was and we lived it, we need to stop playing that they could be 5-2 game.
I only talk about the Jackson Dart era now.
Thank you.
Me too. That's all I care about.
I agree with you on that. The Dallas games are irrelevant.
They are 2-2 in the Jackson Dart era. That's what I'm evaluating. I'm not thinking about the playoffs. If they get to the point where they're 9-7 at the end of the season, it's like, damn it, just missed the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm actually still going to only refer to the Saints game and maybe to the blown Denver Broncos game.
100%.
I can't go back to an era that was useless.
Right, and it also changes what they would have done next. You're 1,000% right. If they win that game, they probably delay the Dart inevitability by a couple of weeks, and who knows what that looks like. More of your calls coming up at 888-808-1019.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.